Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 10:40-42. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. But I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them." My theme for reflection is From Thrones to Towers, the power of servant leadership. From Thrones to Towers, the power of servant leadership. You might be wondering why some people always seem unusually calm on Sunday mornings, as if they have already had a quiet meeting with heaven before breakfast. In our home, there is a simple Friday evening routine. We sit together, compare notes on the week, and gently remind each other of what really matters. Sometimes it's over tea, sometimes it's over unfinished chores, sometimes in tired silence. I usually say, "Thank you for walking this journey with me." And my wife smiles and says, "That's what partners are for." There is nothing dramatic about it, just two people choosing patience, kindness, and presence. But I have learned that love often looks like this: ordinary moments shared faithfully. And somehow, God meets us right there. Mark 10:40-42 drops us into a very human moment. The disciples are circling honor, positions, and who sits closest to glory. Jesus answers with a shock. Those seats are not grabbed by ambition or secured by self-promotion. Then he exposes the world's leadership reflex. Those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. In other words, the problem is not influence. The problem is the way power so quickly becomes a tool for ego, controlling, ranking, humiliating, and keeping others in their place. That's why the Old Testament story of shaved beards stings in 2 Samuel chapter 10. David's envoys are dishonored, have their beards removed, their clothing ruined, because humiliation is a quick way to declare, "You are small, we are big." It is the politics of domination. Jesus names that spirit for what it is, and he begins to reform his people into a different kind of community, not a ladder to climb, but a table where the strong protect the weak and authority is measured by care. This is where discipleship becomes painfully practical. Many of us don't lord it over with loud aggression. We do it with quiet manipulation, passive control, spiritual superiority, or subtle threats. And sometimes the most dangerous Gentile ruler lives inside our own chest. The craving to be noticed, to be right, and to win. But Jesus is inviting us into freedom, the freedom of service that does not need applause. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it, the church is the church only when it exists for others. That kind of life is not weakness, it is strength healed of vanity. So today ask, where am I using power, money, knowledge, seniority, charisma, to protect myself rather than to bless others? who around me has been half-shaved by my words, my impatience, or my indifference. And now our practical exercise for the day. Do one deliberate act of hidden service for someone who cannot repay you. Encourage, assist, apologize, or share credit, and do it without announcing it. Let me take two questions for reflection now. What seat am I secretly trying to secure, and what fear is driving it? Number two, where is Jesus calling me to use my influence to restore someone's dignity? Lord Jesus, you see our hunger for status and our habit of measuring ourselves against others. Deliver us from the need to dominate. Teach us your way of humble strength, where authority becomes love in action. Heal those we have diminished and make us a people who restore dignity, practice gentleness, and reflect your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.